Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the House Academy Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today we talk about how driving for dollars is bad, but driving for dumpsters is good.
What? It sounds hilarious. Isn't that funny? It sounds really confusing, but I mean, hopefully you get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to say it right now. I promise you, I will try to hold down my personal feelings about the whole driving for dollars. And I've even seen D4D and then like D for the dollar signs. I've seen people try to make cute little things like that online. I'm like, yeah, however cute you think it is. And it's just not necessarily the best use of your time, and we will explain.
Here's a spoiler alert. Jill and I are incredibly anti-driving for dollars. It's a waste of time.
Yes.
You're below it. If you do it, it's way below you.
Yeah.
You are way above it. You can, in the time that you spend one day driving for dollars, you could send 10,000 offers out, blind offers out to owners.
And then wait for the phone to ring.
And buy some houses.
Yep.
So Jill will explain in a minute.
You just did.
Because she gets angry. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the houseacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jefferson asks, do you apply the same methodology for pricing SFRs in House Academy as you do for land? This is good for price. Okay, got it.
Explain it?
Yeah, go
for it. No, you go. You want to do it?
No, you do it. That's on your side of the sheet.
So in both cases, when you're pricing land, it's usually by county and not by a zip code, the way we price houses. And with land, we price it per acre, and we're usually shooting like a shotgun. It's a shotgun approach. With houses, it's a very specific rifle approach. We pit the, as I've said a few times on the show already, pit zip codes against each other, choose the best ones, and then we take algorithms from Zillow, Trulia, and all the rest of them, line them up against the data in DataTree in preparation to send the offer campaign out. And then we price each asset individually. We never, ever send a mailer out that says, we're interested in buying your house.
Right.
Give us a call.
Exactly.
That's how you can destroy your career in 2 weeks that way. You want to send them an offer that says, we're interested in buying your house in 10 days for $321,000 and $321,427.77. And the question is, how do you get to that number? And it's you input algorithms, you choose how much margin you want. Let's say it's $50,000, you want to make $40,000 to $50,000 wholesaling the house, and you send the offer out that way, and you do it in up to 10,000, 20,000. We have members who send 50,000 units out at a time. So
yeah.
That's to answer your question directly, is the methodology the same? The end result when they open the mail is the same. You're trying to evoke that decision when they open the mail. Is the methodology to get there the same? No, it's a little bit more sophisticated with land, but I will have to say, with houses, it's easier.
I think it is easier. Yeah.
And less time consuming.
Yeah, you really have, with houses, the numbers are there. The numbers are the numbers are the numbers. There's no like, I think this area is going for this price per acre, and I think over here is this price per acre. I'm trying to find consistency. That's land. Houses is like, nope, we know exactly how it's valued here, how it's valued there. Okay, the average is that, done. It's so much easier. And then, like you just said, all you're doing is backing out what you want to make out of it. And then the only thing you want to do is, we're fans of, hey, let's not get greedy, everybody, because the less greedy you are, the better response you're going to be, the more deals you're going to do, and quickly, and move on.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Today's topic, driving for dollars is bad. Driving for dumpsters is good. This is why you're listening. Let's define driving for dollars without giving each other a heart attack.
I have 10 business cards. My goal today. Here I go. I have 10 business cards. I've got a nice new crisp shirt on. I got a full tank of gas. I got my lunch next to me.
Oh, Jill.
I'm sorry. I have a thing about this, obviously.
Oh, man.
And you know what? I know this subdivision. I know it well. I know what I can do with that subdivision, and I'm going to go all door to door. I'm going to hit as many as I can until I find a house. What happens? And my goal is after 8 hours or 10 hours or till somebody calls the cops. By the way, I'm surprised that doesn't come up more often, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when you really think about it.
Because who's home that during the
day? Exactly. That's a good other one, too.
And what type of asset are you looking for while you're driving around?
You know, I thought about that. Who's even home? What are they going to do to you when you're knocking on the door? It's just not a good scenario. And your goal is to find somebody and hope that they're thinking about selling their house. And, you know, and you're walking up to maybe, and if you're looking for the junky ones, thinking that's going to have
that's
the best.
That's the problem.
I know. And that,
that's
that
the real
may
tragedy
be
in this.
The real problem property is that, you know, maybe you walk up to the real junky one, and by the way, they're squatters, and they're, you know.
Okay. You're getting way off. Way
Sorry.
Off here. There's all kinds of things that can happen.
Okay.
Here's the problem with driving for dollars.
Okay.
It's inefficient.
Yeah.
It's time inefficient. It's dollars inefficient.
Yeah.
And what you're really doing is driving around for looking for a dumpy, boarded up house.
Yeah.
In probably a neighborhood you shouldn't have chosen in the first place.
Good point.
You're not using data. You're using not brain. You're using brawn. And it's terribly, terribly inefficient. Here's the real tragedy. It works. Driving for dollars works the same way that pulling on a slot machine handle 4,200 times eventually will work.
It's true.
And so it gives you the sense of tiny little bit of hope.
True.
What I'll call false hope.
Right.
When you could be, never leave your desk.
Right.
And through the magic of mail merge and offers to owners and a bunch of other tools that we provide that you don't even necessarily need to use. You don't need to use our tools or be in our group to benefit from this.
Just there's another way
to
do
it. Do a mail merge. Send out a couple thousand offers. If you want to lick stamps, do it. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think it makes financial sense. I know it doesn't. But if you're just starting out and that's what makes sense to you, you're going to get a good response.
Yep.
And the person that you find that either answers that door while they're driving for dollars, or the person that owns a dumpy house in a different state that's fallen down, they might respond to you. But now what you're buying is a dumpy house. And so the reason people sell their houses for less than they're actually worth that minute and in that condition is because they just had a life change.
Mm-hmm.
And you're solving a problem for them.
Right.
Maybe somebody passed away. Maybe somebody went to college. Maybe they're just, they hate real estate agents with a passion and they just want to deal with an owner. All those things happen to us regularly, all of them. So it's not the condition of the asset that you should focus on. Forget about the house. Forget it. For the rest of your career, buying and selling houses, forget about the actual asset. That's way, way, way secondary.
Right.
The price is what matters, and how efficiently you can get somebody who owns a property to sign it and send it back to you.
Awesome. Ding.
Now.
Ding. Now let's explain the dumpsters.
Yes.
Now what's funny is we talked about this because that's how you driving for dollars for finding the asset, not good, obviously. Driving for dumpsters is good. A good way, a great way for buyers. Here's why. You've done it all the right way, just like we talked about and Stephen described. You have this asset now that is worth $50,000 or whatever number you went in on, less than what it's worth. Who are you going to sell it to? You're going to sell it to the guy that's right down the street, across the street, one block over, who's got a dumpster in the yard and has already got the crew over here, and he would love to get that phone call or message or email from you.
Yeah, I mean, he's already renovating a project. Yep. Or
he's got the team.
They're already, it's already all in place.
He knows
he's
going
to want to do another one two blocks away? Heck yeah.
Yep.
And from not an agent and not from the MLS and from somebody who's just regular people like us and regular people like you.
Yep.
That's how you do it. That's how we do it.
You better believe it. It's the best thing.
It's not the only way, but you know, that coupled with some other things, a well strategically sent mailer, it's going to work.
Exactly.
It does work. Very, very predictable numbers for us constantly.
Right.
That's why we're in front of the camera right now.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry to say, driving for dollars is, it's as appealing as it may seem. You know, here's the thing. Driving for dollars is seemingly free. Sending mail out is not free. There's stamps involved.
Right.
That's why people get so sidetracked. Walking into a casino is free. They don't charge you at the door.
Yep.
Pulling that handle is a little bit expensive, but let's see what happens.
Yep. Hey, stay tuned to another episode. We're going to talk about more of our transactions. So in case you don't know, we have close to 16,000 completed transactions combined, more him, under our belts. And yeah, a lot of them are land, but let me tell you, a lot of them are houses too, and other types of properties, yeah. Even commercial properties, commercial land, all kinds of things that we've done. So that's why we're here. This week has been just kind of about what's possible and who we are and, you know, just some things to share with you now. But as this show progresses, we're going to get into some real numbers and share some transactions and
the actual deals.
Gosh, tell you things that we did wrong and things we've learned and things that went great. So we'll get you there.
Exactly. Join us next time for the episode called What is Equitable Title?
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, houseacademy.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm trying to remember when we started House Academy, you know, what did we share so people knew?
You mean Land Academy?
Yeah, Land Academy, excuse me. This is not our first podcast. I'm trying. And it, you know what's so funny? We're on show 1000 over there. I don't remember show zero over there. So
episode zero. In Land Academy was called Everybody Thinks I'm a Drug Dealer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to repeat that.
That was good.
I was
going to
do episode zero. And Jill and I have this, our friends think we're drug dealers.
Yeah, there's a little bit
of
that.
We have too much time on our hands. We, you know, there's lots of money coming in. We have good sports cars and stuff. So there's obviously nothing like that going on.
No.
You know, I filed our tax returns on time and there's never been any issues. But we do live that kind of lifestyle where we have control of our time and the cars we drive are too fast.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting in this world, sometimes we make it look easy, but there's a lot to it. And that's why we're doing this show. And that's why we have our online community. We have weekly member calls. We do all kinds of things to support you and help you because there's a lot of moving pieces, but we can get you there. Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.